An invitation extended to an acquaintance to join me at a meal is indicative of the sense of responsibility and sympathy I feel with respect to the invited guests. I want the thou to share my joy and the pleasure I derive from partaking of the food given to me by the Almighty. Welcome to 10 Minute Mitzvah, episode 84. Shlamim, I'm Meir Soloveitchik.
Rabbi Soloveitchik's year-long 10-Minute Mitzvah podcast is generously sponsored by Ivan and Susanna Kaufman.
An astonishing story emerged in the past week, told by Daniela Gilboa, one of the incredible IDF lookouts who was cruelly taken hostage in Gaza and just recently returned to her family. Gilboa described how she and four other IDF lookouts, while in Gaza, sought to mark the Shabbat by singing one of its most well-known songs, Shalom Aleichem, a greeting offered unto the angels affiliated with the sanctity of the Sabbath. The Jewish News Service reports, quote, Daniela Gilboa, who was released last month from Hamas captivity, shared that she and the other IDF lookouts held with her found a way to continue their Friday night traditions, even in captivity. Shalom Aleichem, traditionally sung before Kiddush to welcome the Sabbath angels, was deeply important to the five young lookouts. Determined to keep the ritual alive despite their dire circumstances, they adapted it to their reality. In an interview with Hatzinor, Gilboa revealed that to avoid detection by their captors, they taught themselves to sing Shalom Aleichem in Arabic rather than Hebrew. Their quiet act of faith became a source of strength in the darkness of captivity. It is extraordinary, astonishing, inspiring. Shalom Aleichem, peace unto you, is usually uttered to the angels of the Shabbat in order to express the spirit of tranquility that has descended upon the home. Here, of course, these five heroic young women were so far away from their home, and they were in a setting that was anything but tranquil. And yet in the midst of experiencing a horror, they found the faith to still say the words, Shalom Aleichem, to greet the Sabbath, and thereby to bind themselves in fellowship in the midst of the most acute crisis. Saying Shalom Aleichem may well be at the heart of our mitzvah for the day, and therefore it is appropriate to consider what the seemingly simple phrase and the Levitical ritual with which it may be affiliated have to teach us. Leviticus 3 describes the Korban Shlamim, known as the peace offering. Unlike the Olah, the elevation offering, which is entirely burnt on the altar, or the Chatat, which is brought following certain sins or by certain individuals in need of purification, the Shlamim is almost entirely eaten by human beings. Only a bit of it is offered on the fire of the temple. Some is eaten by the Kohanim, the priests, who also are given part of the Chatat. But then the rest of the Shlamim is eaten by the one who has brought it, along with others whom that Israelite invites to join in the covenantal meal in Jerusalem. The word Shlamim, usually rendered peace, is actually difficult to translate. Certainly its root appears to be Shalom, which does mean peace. But what is the plural Shlamim? One interpretation offered in rabbinical literature highlights the peace and completeness that emerges from the ritual, in which altar, Kohanim, and Israelite all receive a portion of the offering. But another interpretation of the plural Shlamim may lie in the fact that this offering created a genuine communal bond by those that joined in Jerusalem to enjoy it in the presence of God. Eating the Shlamim in the times of the temple on holidays was the central way through which the obligation of rejoicing took place. And the Torah simultaneously stresses that this act of rejoicing must be done with others, especially with those that may not have offerings of their own. As Rabbi Soloveitchik noted, if one is eating at a restaurant, nothing binds that individual to a person who has chosen to eat at a separate table nearby. Both are eating, both are in the same room, but they are not engaging in a meal together. They may nod toward each other, they may say hello, but they are not joined. He puts it this way, quote, what unites people partaking together of a common meal? Not the physical act of eating, but a sense of solidarity and sympathy, People who happen to meet in a dining car or in a restaurant will never feel drawn to each other because of their coincidental sitting around the same table, even if this event may repeat itself often. The social motif in dining together is discernible only when the people meet intentionally, not accidentally. Planned meals in which many participate are the mold in which togetherness, community-mindedness, and relatedness are fashioned. Sora Soloveitchik writes, one may have made a reservation, in other words, at one table, and one may have made a reservation at another, or, as Rabbi Soloveitchik seems to describe, two people happen to be sitting next to each other, even at the same table, in a dining car or a restaurant. Nothing has been planned. No invitation has been extended. Nothing rooted in ritual binds them. Rabbi Soloveitchik continues by explaining why this is so. Quote, the reason for this is obvious, as we have already indicated. An invitation extended to an acquaintance to join me at a meal is indicative of the sense of responsibility and sympathy I feel with respect to the invited guests. I want the thou to share my joy and the pleasure I derive from partaking of the food given to me by the Almighty. In the invitation, there is sympathetic understanding for and responds to the other self's needs and cravings. It demonstrates that I think not exclusively of myself, that while I am driven by a biological impulse to some action, I refuse to take this action alone. End quote. It's with this in mind that we can ponder an interpretation of the plural shlamim given by the scholar Ephraim Radner, who suggested that shlamim can be translated as something to the effect of the sacrifice of many greetings. To put it another way, shlamim emerges when one individual brings an offering and then, in Jerusalem, partakes in a sacred meal by inviting others so that each says shalom or shalom aleichem to each other. Through this act of greeting, this act of inviting, and therefore this act of sacred fellowship, bonds emerge, profound ones, that are enduring. We do not have the temple today, but covenantal fellowship, sacred bonds between individuals can still be found, can still be forged. These bonds were created by these five IDF lookouts, marking the Shabbat by singing Shalom Aleichem together. This was an act, as it were, of shlamim, of many Shalom Aleichems, and we must, as we greet each other, or as we greet this Shabbat, be inspired by the story of heroic women who found themselves in a hell and still reflected the resilience and the faith to extend greetings to angels of heaven. This is Meir Soloveitchik, looking forward to learning together tomorrow, signing off.